Measures have been put in place to increase cocoa production to enable Ghana maintain her enviable position as number one quality producer in the world. As part of these measures, the Africa Cocoa Coalition and NGO has brought together stakeholders to deliberate on how to increase cocoa production and create sustainable wealth for farmers. The seminar is focusing on how to strengthen voices for a sustainable cocoa economy in Ghana. We have the coordinator of Africa Cocoa Coalition, David Pele, on the line to tell us more. What do you mean by sustainable cocoa economy, and what are the objectives?
A sustainable cocoa economy is an economy in which the people who invest their time and money in the system receive equitable returns over a long period of time. That's what we consider as a sustainable cocoa economy, so that all the investors in the cocoa chain are receiving equitable benefits over a long period of time.
Why don't they receive it in a short period of time?
Well, in the short period of time, you're looking at short-term benefits, but the cocoa production is for a long term. Cocoa farms go for about 25 years, even 30 years. But if you're looking at short-term production, it means that maybe within 5 years you harvest and then you abandon the cocoa farm and then you go on to clear new land. That is on the short term. But we're looking at how you can maintain the cocoa farm over a long period of time, and it's producing, and it is good for the environmental sustainability, so that we don't clear new forests or lands to expand our cocoa production areas, but just make use of the area that we occupy to grow cocoa sustainably. That is good for the environment and also for the farmer.
So tell me, Mr. Pele, what are you doing to achieve these objectives that you've set out for cocoa farmers?
Cocoa farmers in Ghana play a critical role in contributing to socioeconomic development. But unfortunately, they don't have a common voice where they can air their challenges or problems for them to be addressed. So what Africa Cocoa Farmers Coalition is doing is to provide a platform where cocoa farmers can air their views and the key stakeholders can help them to address them. We want to see a situation, for example, the issue of the national pension scheme, which is going to affect cocoa farmers, the issue of and climate change, which is going to affect cocoa farming in Ghana. Many cocoa farmers are not even aware of the threat of cocoa and climate change on cocoa. This platform is being created for farmers to come together with other key stakeholders, for them to be educated and be taught what they need to do to mitigate against the impact of climate change on cocoa production in Ghana. So these are some of the issues that we are addressing. Farmer cocoa pension scheme for farmers is being instituted by the Cocoa Board. Farmers don't know what is in place for them. We have brought together Cocoa Board and the farmers and other stakeholders for farmers to be educated on the benefits that they stand to gain if the cocoa pension scheme is in place. So these are some of the things that we are addressing as far as the cocoa sustainability economy is concerned.
All right, thank you very much, Mr. Kpele.